We want to praise the good Lord on this Wednesday, September 28th, Lord's day, middle service here. Days just flying by this year.
Yes.
And let me say real quick that we're going to cancel the Wednesday night service next Wednesday. They got Jubilee at Bethel, and I really want to be there. I really need to be there. But we're going to have a word of prayer here. And we'll pick back up after the Wednesday of next week. We've got people in Florida bearing the brunt of the, I don't know the name, Ivan or whatever it is, tornadoes. It's made it to shoreline. Mm-hmm. People in Eastern Kentucky, Sister Joanne, Sister Joyce. We got Denise here, Billy, Mark, and Kay. The election's coming up in November. And we want to vote yes on Amendment 1, and yes on Amendment 2 mm-hmm. for Kentucky, and be sure to call your senators and tell them not to pass the marriage equality bill. They're wanting to push that through. We don't need that. It will allow pedophiles to have access to our children, and we want to make sure that don't get voted through. It's done made it through the House, but we don't want it to go through the Senate. Through Congress, or call your senators, tell them not to pass this marriage equality bill. It will allow little children to be legally married to adult pedophiles, and they'll be able to abuse and molest them till they become adults. We don't need that. So call your senator, tell them to vote that down. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity you give us, Lord, to come in your house. Pray your blessing upon our efforts tonight. Bless this service. Father, we want to pray for the people down in Florida. Lord, going to be bearing the brunt of this hurricane, Lord, that's made shore. I don't know the name of it. Ivan or something like that. But we pray for the people, Lord. They said it's going to be a Category 5, a hurricane. We pray for them, Father. We pray for the people still suffering from the flooding in Eastern Kentucky. Father, we pray, Lord, for Sister Joanne. Lord, she fell and recovering from that. Pray you be with her.
Yes.
I pray for Sister Joyce, our piano player. She fell just a little, hurt her leg. We pray for her. Lord, pray for Denise. Pray for Billy. Pray for Mark and Kay Hurt. Pray for these elections coming up in November. And Lord, we pray they won't be able to pass this marriage equality bill. There ain't nothing right about it. I can't even believe they're even considering it. And Lord, we want to pray also, Father, for the services next week at the Jubilee at Bethel. I believe we could use a good jump start. Amen. And we ask your blessings on all these things. Bless this service tonight. Bless those, Father, that will be listening in by way of the recording. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Boy, I tell you what, I'm sorry I didn't grab that camera on the way out the door.
That's all right, Brother Ed. All right. We're going to try to sing a song here. Rock of Ages. Cleft for me. Thank God for the Rock of Ages.
Yes.
Rock, that's number 225. You can just sing along with me.
Okay.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flow be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no longer know? These for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. In my hand no price I bring. Simply to the cross I cling. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown, and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. All right.
That's a pretty song, man.
Yes, it is. Beautiful, true song, too. Amen. All right, we're going to be in Job chapter 21. Job chapter 21 tonight. And it's Job got a chance to talk here. And this is Job's sixth answer. And he brings out several things here that are to be noted. One of them is the prosperity of the wicked and the refutes of the view that he is afflicted because of a secret sin. And says, but Job answered, I just got that, brother. Okay. Job answered and said, hear diligently my speak, and let this be your consolations. Suffer me that I may speak, and after that I have spoken, mock on. Job here, they've been mocking him and accusing him. Job said, after I've spoken, mock on. He said, as for me, is my complaint to man? And if it were so, why shouldest my spirit be troubled? Job here, they can't understand, and Job can't understand his circumstances. And let me say this real quick. Sometimes we don't understand. I'm glad I've got a Savior that does understand.
Yes, Lord.
I'm glad that He's tempted in all ways as we are, yet without sin. I'm glad He's touched by the feelings of our infirmities. And, you know, your friends, your family may not understand, but praise God, Jesus does.
Yes.
Job says, verse 5, mark me and be astonished, and lay your hand upon your mouth. And Job just says, and my mama used to say, if you ain't got something good to say about somebody, just keep your mouth shut. Job here says,
right,
lay your hand upon your mouth.
Yeah.
And they were just making his situation work with their comments. Job says in verse 6, even when I remember, I am afraid, and trembling taketh hold on my flesh. He's just in a bad way. Then he kind of changes the subject right here in verse 7. And he says, wherefore do the wicked live and become old, yea, are mighty in power? You know, the psalm just said, talking about the prosperity of the wicked.
Yeah.
And Job's also commenting about that. And I think it's Psalms 17. Let's see, I don't know if that's the right one or not. But we'll look. Psalm 17, verse 10. The wicked that oppress me from my deadly enemies, who compass me about, they are enclosed in their own fat with their mouth. They speak proudly.
Yeah.
That's not the one I was thinking of, but the wicked seem like they prosper and suffer no reproach. Job comments kind of like that.
Yeah.
He says their seed is established, verse 8, in their sight with them, and their offspring before their eyes. He said, just seem like they don't never have no troubles. He said, their houses are safe from fear, neither is the rod of God upon them. Hebrews chapter 12 talks about who the Lord loves. He chastens. And if He don't chasten, we're not a son, but a bastard here.
Right.
He said, whom the Lord loves, He chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. And if you endure chastening, God deal with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? And verse 8, but if you be without chastisement, He says, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. And seem like the wicked, they're safe. and seem like the rod of God never is upon them. And you know, the Lord loves us. And when I get out of line, God gets me back in line. My mom and dad got me back in line.
Right.
That next verse of Hebrews chapter 12 talked about earthly fathers that kept us in line. He says, verse 10, their bull genereth and falleth not. It seemed like the wicked have success. Their cow calveth and casteth not her calf. You know, Romans chapter 2, verse 4 talks about the goodness of God leading men to repentance. And God gives rain upon the just, upon the unjust.
Right.
To the intent they might consider him. He gave Jezebel space to repent.
Yes.
And she didn't repent.
Nope.
Verse 11, he said, they send forth their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. That's because they're not in trouble. Their trouble is coming, but it's not on them. It says they take the timbrel and harp and rejoice at the sound of the organ. A lot of my friends, all they wanted to do was party, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
And it'd always be music, always be drinking. Of course, all my friends are gone. They had a little short span there that they partied and then they paid for it. And between car wrecks and overdoses and health in decline, they're all gone. Verse 13, they spend their days in wealth, and in a moment go down to the grave. Jesus talked about what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his soul. And he said, what would a man give in exchange for his soul? They're not thinking, we'll get to that here in a second, but they're not thinking about dying. They've got their mind on living it up. They spend their days in wealth.
You know,
Elena, go ahead.
You just mentioned there that all of our friends are gone, and you know, same way with my life. A lot of my friends that I ran around, drank with, parties with, they're dead and gone. You know what? God had mercy on me. He saved me and gave me a few more years than they got, you know.
Amen.
And I believe that if you live right and do right, that God will give you extra days.
Yeah, with Him's length of days.
Yes.
And, you know, I have to admit, I'm like you, Brother Ed. I tried to live a life without God. And after about the age of 34 years old, I got in touch with God, and I've been living for the Lord ever since.
Yes.
And the days that I've lived since I got saved, you know, the first 34 years that I lived, they were out of control, wasted.
Yes.
But I've had blessings upon blessings, and had help, had, you know, just full. Jesus said, I've come to give you life. You might have it more abundantly.
Yes.
Just had abundance of life in these last 34 years. But the wicked, they're not interested in that.
No.
They just want to live. And it says that here in verse 14. Therefore they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. They don't want nothing to do with God. They just... I was looking up something this morning, trying to remember what it was. But as I was looking it up, it was a YouTube. Oh, I know what it was. It was about the Lindsay's family singing This Little Light of Mine. I won't let Satan blow it out. But as I was looking at that YouTube video of the Lindsay family singing this song, the name of the song, they call it Shine. Underneath that, there was a YouTube video, and it showed this little cartoon-like, and it said, just leave us alone. And that's kind of the way the world is. They just want to be left alone. They don't need to be left alone, but they want to be left alone. They tell God, we have no desire to know your ways. They say unto God, depart from us. Verse 15, what is the Almighty? Kind of like Pharaoh, who is the Lord that I should obey him? They say, what is the Almighty that we should serve Him? And what profit should we have if we pray unto Him? In John chapter 9, verse 31, the Pharisees said, we know that God heareth not sinners, and that is true. I guess it was David, the psalmist, said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
Right.
And, well, when we do pray, I do want to be heard. But the wicked, they say, what profit should we have if we pray unto Him? God will hear a prayer of repentance. But the wicked have no access to the throne of God like we do.
Right.
Through Jesus, we have access. We can boldly come to the throne of grace and make our petitions known. You know, I have to admit, just I've never heard a sinner call another sinner and say, "Men, me in prayer." They always get a hold of a preacher or some church goer, some Christian saved person, say, "Pray for me." But the wicked here, they don't have no profit in praying. Verse 16, lo, their good is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. How oft is the candle of the wicked put out? They can't hold on to nothing. Verse 16, their good is not in their hand. Everything they have, just they can't hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
The counsel of the wicked's far from me. Job says, I don't want to hear what they've got to say. I don't want what they want. I want the things of God, Job says. He says, how oft is the candle of the wicked put out? How oft cometh their destruction upon them? God distributeth sorrows in His anger. You know, I've heard where the wicked come to the end of their life, and it's sometimes terrible. Fire, overdose, it's fentanyl, you know, driving too fast, drinking too much, doing things they shouldn't do, and paying, losing their life because of it. Verse 18, they are as stubble before the wind and as chaff that the storm carried away. I was thinking about Psalms chapter 1. Talks about the wicked are not so. He says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. And the ungodly, whatsoever they do, they won't prosper. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. And that's kind of what Job's saying here. He says, they are stubble before the wind, and as chaff that the storm carrieth away.
Mm-hmm.
And God layeth up His iniquity for His children. You know, sometimes the children pay the price for the sin of the father or the mother, for that, far as that goes. God layeth up His iniquity, talking about sin, for His children. They end up paying, for the price of the life that He lived. He rewardeth him, and he shall know it. The wicked, he may not want to know nothing about God right now, but he'll know something about God. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 says, as it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment,
right.
He'll get knowledge then. His eyes shall see his destruction, and he shall drink of the wrath of the Almighty. The wicked, they're not looking in the direction of God. They don't want to see God. They don't want to know nothing about God, but they're going to see, and they're going to drink of the wrath of the Almighty. Moses mentions about Moses chose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. And says, for what pleasure, verse 21, hath he in his house after him when the number of his months is cut off in the midst? You know, you can read about some of these commentaries, and it's sad. I was listening to my pastor preach last Sunday on the way to church, and he talked about this little girl. I think her name was Kathy. Just a little poor girl, worse circumstances to live in, just very poor circumstances. But they had a bus ministry. They went by and picked this little girl up, brought her to church, and their house ended up catching on fire, and they all died in that fire. And they called up on Brother Kim Roark to preach her funeral, because that's where she went to church at, and he was headed over to preach her funeral, this little girl. And a woman met Brother Kim Roark on the way into the funeral, and he said, "I'd like to talk to you real quick before you do this funeral." And that woman was this little girl's teacher in school, and she said, "I'd like you to know this." The little girl, when the teacher asked them to write down things that they loved, she said, "Write down 150 things you love." So this little girl wrote down 150 times. She wrote down, "I love church. I love going to church." And, you know, she just had the worst circumstances. Mm-hmm. But she not only loved going to church, she really loved going to heaven. God had something better in mind for her.
That's right.
And he talks about, "For what pleasure hath he in his house after him?" You know, she loved the Lord. She couldn't help her circumstances, but God could. And he sent angels for this little girl, and he had something better in mind for her. Said, "When the number of his months is cut off in the mist," Psalms 55 talks about the ungodly don't live out half their days. Says, "When the number of his months is cut off in the mist, shall any teach God knowledge, seeing he judgeth those that are high? One dieth in his full strength, being holy, at ease and quiet." And death comes to all. Ecclesiastes talks about one event cometh to all. And when the wicked die, it causes people's ears to ring. But when the righteous die, people accept it. They say they went home. God called them home. But one dieth in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet, his breast full of milk, his bones are moistened with marrow. Another dieth in the bitterness of his soul, and never eateth with pleasure. They shall lie down alike in the dust, and the worms shall cover them both. Behold, I know your thoughts and the devices which you wrongfully imagine against me. Job says, "I know what you're thinking, and I know the things that you thinking about me wrongfully." He's just saying it's fake news. He said, "I wish you'd look again." They're jumping to conclusions. "For ye say, where is the house of the prince? Where are the dwelling places of the wicked? Have ye not asked them that go by the way? And do ye not know their tokens? That the wicked is reserved unto the day of destruction. They shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. Who shall declare his way to his face? And who shall repay him what he hath done? Yet shall he be brought to the grave and shall remain in the tomb." Again, Job is telling them that they're assuming he's wicked. He's saying, "I'm not." Yeah. Verse 33, he said, "The clots of the valley shall be sweet unto him, and every man shall draw after him as there are innumerable before him. How then comfort ye me in vain, seeing in your answers there remain a falsehood?" They've been accusing Job all along, and he's telling them all along the things they accuse him of are not true. Now, I can't stop no one from accusing me of something. Mm-mm. But I can Show them it's not true. That's what Job's trying to do. Did you have something you want to say there, Brother Ed?
No.
Chapter 22, verse 1, Eliphaz here. Then Eliphaz the Telemite answered and said, this is his third answer, Can a man be profitable unto God as he that is wise may be profitable unto himself? Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous, or is it gain to him that thou makest thy way perfect? Will he reprove thee for fear of thee? Will he enter with thee into judgment? Is not thy wickedness great and thine iniquities infinite? Eliphaz is still accusing Job of being wicked and accusing him of being a sinner. He says, for thou hast taken a pledge from thy brother for naught and stripped the naked of their clothing. Job clothed the naked. Mm-hmm. Job gave to the poor.
Yes, he did.
But this is an accusation of Eliphaz to Job.
Yeah.
Thou hast not given water to the weary to drink, and thou hast withheld bread from the hungry. But as for the mighty man, he had the earth, and the honorable man dwelt in it. Like I said, these are accusations that Eliphaz is lifting up against Job. Thou hast sent widows away empty, and the arms of the fatherless have been broken. None of this is true, but Eliphaz is accusing Job of this. Mm-hmm. Therefore, snares are round about thee, and sudden fear troubleth thee. I'm glad I don't have Eliphaz for a judge. I mean, buddy, he ain't holding no punches here. He says, therefore snares are round about thee, and sudden fear troubleth thee, or darkness that thou canst not see, and abundance of waters cover thee. Is not God in the height of heaven? That's true. And behold, the height of the stars, how high they are. Oh, that's true. If thou sayest, how doeth God know? Can he judge through the dark cloud? Thick clouds are a covering to him that seeth not, and he walketh in the circuit of heaven. Now, darkness and light are the same to God. And he's making some statements here that are true, but some of them are terribly off. He says, hast thou marked the old way which the wicked men have trodden, which were cut down out of time, whose foundation was overthrown with the flood, which said unto God, depart from us, and what can the Almighty do for them? Yet he filled their houses with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see it and are glad. The innocent laugh them to scorn, whereas our substance is not cut down, but the remnant of them the fire consumeth. He again is accusing Job of reaping what he'd been sowing. He says, acquaint now thyself with him. He's saying, you need to get right with God, and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee. Like I said, I don't want a friend like Eliphaz. He said, get right with God and be at peace, and thereby good shall come unto thee. Mm-hmm. He said, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. Accuse him of being a sinner. Accuse him of being a hypocrite.
Yeah.
He said, get right with God. He said, if thou return to the Almighty. Job is in the perfect will of God.
That's right.
He said, if thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brook. He's just saying, you know, Job, you're transgressing, you're sinning, you're a hypocrite. Verse 25, he says, yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and God is our defense.
Yes.
God told Job, not Job, but Abraham. He said, Abraham, fear not. I'm your shield and your exceeding great reward.
Yeah.
And he says, yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have, this sounds like a prosperity preacher. Then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hands. Like I said, a lot of things he said was true. Mm-hmm. A lot of things he said was wrong. Mm-hmm. But I don't want a friend like Eliphaz. He could have said it a little bit nicer. Told Job to get right with God.
Yeah,
told him to return to God and his situation get better.
Mm-mm.
But we're going to stop right there. That's two chapters there in the book of Job.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're trying to beat the days are getting shorter. We're trying to beat the darkness.
Yeah.
But we'll stop right there. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for all, Lord, that you do for us. You're so great to be praised, so greatly deserving of praise. Lord, we just love you and praise you tonight. Bless those that hear this tonight, Lord. Let it encourage them. Let it, I pray, Lord, be a blessing and a strength to them. In Christ's name we ask it, Father. Amen. All right, Brother Ed, we sung a little bit, taught a little bit.
Have you got that turned off?